Blog Talk Radio.
He came up against your home. Yes, he came up against your shield.
He came up against your home.
He came up against your tower.
Can you win? Can't let your son give me dinner.
everything attached to you in.
Everything attached to you in.
I said everything attached to you win.
You are in one.
Give me a point to your neighbor and tell me. Everything attached to you win. Come on, let's get up. Everything attached to you win. Just tell them, say, it's your win to see. It's your win to see. It's not God that can do it. It's not God that can do it.
I don't care what it looked like, you're a winner. I don't care what it seemed like, you're a winner. And you have to confess it out your mouth. Let the enemy know you're a winner no matter what. Doesn't matter what it looked like. Doesn't matter how it seemed. Well, Pastor, how can you see that? And this is happening. Hey, I'm a winner. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be about. To the word at noon, I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. Taught by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving. In our hearts, we come as your children. We come, Father God, as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. We come asking you, Heavenly Father, to fill us. We come, Heavenly Father, putting your word in action. We don't want to be deceived. We know, Father God, we can decree a thing right now, and we decree things are working together for our good. We decree right now, Father God, that your word is alive in us, and your word is everything it says it is, and your word is everything you say it is to us. And therefore, we receive it. We receive it all, Father God. Right now, we praise you and we honor you and we give you the glory. And Father God, those that are asking for prayer, we put ourselves in agreement with those that need deliverance from addiction. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that they'll stand in their faith, that we'll stand in our authority. And I believe in the name of Jesus right now, as co-heir to his kingdom, we know, Lord, that you are only answer to any kind of addiction. We believe it and we know it.
We know, Lord, that the enemy come to steal our life. He come to kill and destroy our families. So in the name of Jesus right now, Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to your word, and we commit our lives to Jesus Christ to destroy every plan the enemy has to keep our addiction in the name of Jesus right now. Jeremiah 29:11 declare for me, and I claim it for these that are listening today, Father God. Right now, your plan for our life, right now, what your word have declared and decreed for our life, right now, you have given us authority through Jesus Christ to execute this judgment on the forces that want to be, on the forces that is, the forces of addiction, according to Psalms 149:5-9, your word says that the adversary of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. And we believe it, Father God. We believe that every addiction right now is being called out, and it must come down. We believe, Father God, that your perfect timing will, your salvation, your restoration, your healing, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Father God, to stand strong any kinds of addiction. Help us, Heavenly Father, to trust you and bring it to our eyes and our heart, honesty, so we can see what situations we're dealing with. I declare right now, Father God, anyone that's under my voice is released from any addiction and receive a renewed joy in a living God. And as we live living, Father God, our life is for you. As we live, Father God, we look forward to the day that all of us will be one in your word. We humble ourselves, Father God, before you, and we pray, and we give our heart to you, Father God, knowing that your plan is far greater than our plan, knowing that your thoughts are far greater than our thoughts. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, ask you to bless this word, illuminate it, give your angels charge over it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody agreed, said amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, there's a couple of things, brothers and sisters, I do want to go over. And let me say this, that
amen,
in 1 Corinthians 3:1-4, and our brethren could not speak. And I want y'all to underline that. It says not speak. When you've been in a situation, you couldn't even speak about it. He said, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. That's bad. You got to lower your standards just to try to get somebody to understand. He says, even as unto babes in Christ. He says, I fed you with milk and not with meat. Just use your imagination for a moment. There, that person needed meat, but you could only give them milk because that's all they could digest. And really couldn't digest that, really. He says, for you are yet carnal, for where there is among you envy, strife, division, are not you yet carnal and walk as men? One translation says, as mere men, for where one say, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. He says, are you yet not carnal? See, when you want to say, oh, I'm of this man, I go to this church, that's carnal stuff, brothers and sisters. It's carnal. He says, I am of Apollos, and I'm of Paul. He said, that's carnal stuff. Paul found it impossible to write about the depth, their spiritually aspect of Christ and what he had did, because the people were just so into the flesh, carnally. Like a lot of folks today, they're so busy playing church that they don't even know they are the church. It's like them being the church is like, oh, well. And as bad as we want to share with them that, hey, you are the temple for real, for real. You can't get it to them. They'll brush it off as though, yeah, okay, I know that. But then you go back and you do just the opposite. Instead of you being the church, you want to go to church. So you haven't heard nothing. You haven't heard nothing. You can say you have, but you saying it don't mean you have. That's about like parking a bicycle in the garage. Don't make it a car because you park it there. That don't mean that's what it is because you're in a car garage. No. You got to be a doer of the word. James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If you're going to grow in God's grace, you will have to be a doer. And I want you to know God wants us to grow in his grace. And so that's where Paul was at with these people. And we shared a few things like over in Ephesians 1:17-18, Paul prayed that the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You know what that means? Do you really get that? That was his prayer. He wasn't just a bunch of mama jumps. This was his prayer, his sincere prayer. Paul had prayed that the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. There is a wisdom. Hopefully next week we'll break all this down. Because we need to understand that man's wisdom is different than God's wisdom. See, let me show you man's wisdom is about the flesh. God's wisdom is different. Like over in 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore gird up your loins of your mind. He said, be sober and hope to the end of his grace that it be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Man, that's knowledge. That's wisdom. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge. Give honor unto your wife as unto the weaker vessel together of the grace of life that your prayers may be hindered. Man, I got to looking at this stuff. Very few people understand man is required to love harder than a woman. That's knowledge. Oh, now, you know, because see, women are emotional creatures. Let me just go and throw that out. Just like I know men can be too. But as far as the word is concerned, women's requirement is to submit yourself to your own husband, Ephesians 5. On the other hand, man's job is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, and he gave his life for it. That's our example as men. Listen, brothers, you are really on the hook for this thing. You got to demonstrate love at the highest level. You got to lay down your life. A woman don't have to do that. She just have to submit. That's all. She just submit to her own husband, whatever that is, whatever that means. That's what you do. But on the other hand, a man is required to love his wife like Christ loved the church. That's why he says, Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind. Think about this stuff. Be sober. See, if you don't gather up the loins of your mind, you'll think like somebody drunk or high. When somebody high, they're not, I'm not saying they out of it, but they're just not as quick, as witty, as functional. There are things that they're not because they're under another influence. So when you're sober,
amen, amen.
You can have a mind of Christ, see? And then some people, and then he says, and hope to the end of the grace that is brought unto you. See, some people, they don't get it because they've never been high. They don't know what that means. They don't get it because they've been sober all their life. I don't expect people who've been sober all their life to understand somebody been drunk. See, the only way you're going to really understand that is you have to have been drunk. I'm not trying to tell anybody to go out there and get drunk. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to give you the illustration so that you'll understand through the carnal things of life. It's what he's talking about. So Peter
says,
and hope to the end for the grace. Be sober. Well, the only way you can be sober, you got to know what it is to be drunk. So in 1 Peter 3:7, he says this. He says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. So what knowledge is that? That you got to die for her. That's what you do. A man is required to love his wife like Christ loved the church. That's the highest love anywhere in the universe. There is no love greater. There is no love higher.
Amen, amen.
There is no illustration given where a woman don't have to love like that. Oh, but we do, Pastor. Well, maybe you do. I'm not going to take anything. I'm talking about the requirement now.
Amen. Amen.
The requirement is that you got to love that woman like Christ loved the church, and he died for it.
Hallelujah.
Men ain't taught to love like that. Most men are taught, well, make sure she got a place to stay, a bed to lay in, some groceries, you know. But we haven't been taught to love a woman like Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Don't make me go there. Please don't make me go there today, because I can show you some stuff to church where Christ went on and loved them anyway. They lying, but Christ loved them anyway. They cheating, but Christ loved them anyway. Backbiting, but Christ loved them anyway. See, you don't want me to come there. Women ain't been required to do that. Conniving. Look at how they changing monies in the church, prostituting, but God said, love them anyway. Love them like Christ loved the church. You ain't been required to love no prostitute. Don't you? Don't make me go there, because I would go there. I'm telling you that man is required. Ephesians 5, see, I got receipts for you. I got paper for you. Man is required to love a woman like Christ loved the church. So all you got to do is look at the history of the church. When they were burning them up, God, Christ still loved them. Whatever they did, Christ still loved them. When they went out to hoard them, Christ still loved them. When they chose other gods, Christ still loved them. Praise the church. I'm trying to do the best I can. Women ain't required to do that. They required to submit to their own husband.
Amen.
You don't think about that, brothers and sisters. That's deep, man. But because of the grace of God.
Thank you. And
then let me tell you this, too, because I think it would be remiss if I didn't tell you this. Paul had prayed that the glory of God he goes on to say, for the Father of glory, so that's where he was operating at. He said, the Father of glory, y'all understand what glory is. He said, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. See, that got to come from the Father of glory. Why the Father of glory and not the Father of us all? Why the Father of glory have to give unto us the spirit of wisdom? Why does the Father of glory have to give us the spirit of revelation? Why does the spirit of the Father of glory give us the spirit of knowledge of him? You know what? Because God wants us to operate in his glory. And you can't do it without the grace. Because then he goes on to say that the Father of glory, open your eyes. He wants your eyes to be open in glory. He wants your eyes. That's not a, brothers and sisters, that's not a physical place. A glory is a state. Yeah, it's like a state of happiness, rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, that was glory. They was in their glory. When you're at the top of your game, that's your glory. When you are rewarded for doing excellency, that's glory. He's talking about the Father of glory here. Give you the spirit.
Amen, amen.
Yeah,
Thank you. That's awesome.
And that he opened your eyes and enlighten us. See, the heart over in Romans 7:22, the heart is called the inner man. That's what he's talking to your spirit, man. Pastor, you know, I couldn't even talk to them folks like this. They missed it. They didn't understand that I was talking to the inner man. So over there in Romans 7, he said, when I would do good, evil was present. He said, the things I would do, that I can't do. So he didn't know which man he was. So he says, okay, now I know I can serve God with the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, in 1 Peter 3:4, he called it the hidden man of the heart. Talk about the spirit man. That's what we have to develop. You see, man is a spirit being. So just let's be clear with that. Man is a spirit being. And the part of him that is spiritual, dead, is his spirit. So your spirit died because that's what had other things going on in your life. But then your spirit was resurrected through the word of God, through the new birth. Now your spirit desires something different.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. It's like, now this is going to blow your mind. If I put the spirit of a cow in a cadaver, in an alligator.
Amen, amen.
Guess what the alligator going to want? He's going to want to eat grass.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let me get you focused again. See, let me bring you back here. See? If I put the spirit of a cat in a cow, that spirit that's in the cow now going to want rats. Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I got to bring it a little closer to. See, somebody might have missed what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever spirit in you is what you're going to desire. That's how you know if somebody got the spirit of Christ. They desire the things of Christ.
Amen, yeah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen.
So whatever spirit is in you, that's what you're going to have a desire for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a cow eat grass.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. They give milk. They eat green grass, give white milk, yellow cheese. But if they had the spirit of a cat, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't spit dust. That's all I'm trying to get you to see, brothers and sisters. Be sober in your thinking.
Yeah.
God wants us to be have that spirit of him in our new spirit, which is the spirit of Christ. It's not a sinful spirit. After he is recreated, spirit must be educated, trained, and developed. And that's where the church is. They need to be re-educated. Let me say that again, because I don't want nobody to miss that. Now, they're already educated, but they need to be re-educated in the spirit. The spirit must be re-educated and trained and developed. As the spirit grows stronger in the word, faith becomes stronger. And it becomes like the master. He depended on God. He said, what I see my father do is what I do. When will we ever declare and decree that we're like Jesus?
Yeah.
Church folk won't do that. Oh, I ain't like Jesus. They'll put Jesus somewhere like he's unreachable, untouchable. That's where the devil is at. That ain't what we're at. He made us like him. We gotta develop in that area to say, well, yeah, you know, but we haven't been taught that. We've been taught that Jesus is so high, none like him. I'm not disagreeing with any of that, brother and sister. I'm just saying there's another layer to this. And that other layer, that other part, if you would, is that God expects for us to be partakers of a divine nature. God expect for us to act like Christ.
Yeah.
If he didn't, he wouldn't have never said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He would never say that. So if you got the mind of a cat, you're looking for rats. You ain't got to say amen right now. Because if you're a crocodile, you ain't looking for no grass.
That's right.
If you're a lion, lions, they don't eat grass. Oh, you thought lions eat grass? No, baby. I don't know who told you that. They want meat.
Yeah. That's right.
And most of the time, they like to kill their stuff that's alive. They like to catch it and kill it. Catch and kill.
Yeah. That's
spiders
right.
The same way. They ain't trying to be like the cow. They may sit there and sheep. Yeah, they may eat that grass, but that ain't what no lion want. That lion want to eat the sheep. You let that sheep get out among that shepherd, he gonna try to catch him.
That's right.
I was looking at the other day on the little thing on the feed, and it had this tiger was chasing this giraffe, chasing that thing, and jumped up on his back to break him down. Yeah. Well, won't you just be like the rest of the animals going to eat no grass? They want no grass. They ain't their spirit. That's not the spirit in them. So it is with us as Christians, brothers and sisters. We're not trying to chase the world way of doing things. Because that's not who we are.
Amen.
Keep on and I'll preach. Keep on and I just might preach up in here.
Yeah. That's all right.
We got to educate ourselves. We got to train ourselves to what we want to eat, to what we are about. We're about the word of God. You know, in Ephesians 1:3 gives a picture of developing a recreated spirit. It says, Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So you're without excuse talking about you don't have it. He's already blessed us. Who have blessed us. We already got it.
Hallelujah.
Just got to develop it. You got it. Just have to develop it.
Amen.
See, if we have those blessings, the Bible says the unsearchable riches of Christ. The reality
Hallelujah.
Is they belong to us.
Amen.
They belong to us. The
Hallelujah.
Unsearchable riches, they're ours. For one another, because I haven't developed that way of thinking. My mindset is not there. I'm supposed to be a slave. No, I can't. Come on, let's go out this gate here. I saw this picture, and this woman said, I'm going to free them out. Come on, y'all. And then, no, I don't know. Master might be looking. Come on, let's go. We can get out of here. We're free. No, I don't know, Mr. Charlie. But then there was those others who was younger. Said, yeah, let's go. We'll get them later. Let's go. Let's hit the grind. And they went boogity, boogity, boogity. They're ready to be free. The church don't want to be free. They like playing church. I'm talking about the organized church. They like that. They don't want to be free.
Amen.
They want to stay. You know, it's just like, I don't know if y'all know anybody who's been abused. You know, they want to get out of there. You know, people want to get out of there. It's almost like an addiction. They want to get out of there. They've been abused, and some of them are so fearful, and they don't understand that one step past fear brought freedom to them. If it ain't
Amen.
Up, they're going to a halfway house. But they got to make that one step.
Amen.
That one step is holding them back. Well, sir, he went to the store, so that's my chance to go. No, well, suppose he catch me. Suppose this. And suppose that. See, a lot of people who've been in that situation understand, suppose hold them back all the time. But the moment they rethink this and say, you know what? I'm going to take that chance. And step out from within that cloud. Because, yes, you're cloudy. Your mind is cloudy. Your lifestyle. And you got to make that one step above that and say, you know what? Take the swim. I'm going.
Amen.
Because you know that on the other side of fear is freedom. Trust me. But as long as we walk in the sense and flow that route, you never get free. The sense realm is the spirit that's not developed in the spirit world. See, the spirit is not developed as long as you're walking as mere men. As long as you're walking in the flesh, as long as you're playing church, you'll never develop the spirit of Christ. Some people walking around like they never understood that they just receive eternal life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're free, man. We walking around as though they never receive eternal life. The believer has limitless possibility in the divine life. See, Ephesians 1 and 3 gives a good picture of developing. I'm telling you, man, when you know you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, you hurry up and get in Christ. So we have those blessings, then the unsearchable riches of Christ becomes a reality. And it becomes a point that, hey, that's mine. That's mine. I can have that. So we have those blessings, then the unsearchable riches of Christ should become a reality to us. Paul said in Ephesians 3 and 8, he preached unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So in verse 7, he says, in whom we have the boldness, access, with confidence by the faith that's in him. There is no limit to this new life. If the Gentiles who had no God, who had nothing, saw this and jumped on the bandwagon, how come these folks that's in these buildings don't see it. See, it's just something God have to show you through revelation knowledge. You'll know that there is no limit. He said in Ephesians 4:7, until every one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You've been given the grace you need. It's sufficient. It's adequate. Mm-hmm. Take it around. Paul recognized that he was a prisoner of the Lord. He said, I'm urging you that walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You've been called into this grace.
Amen, amen.
We are to walk in love. We are to walk in the fullness of his fellowship. We are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of it till we all come into that unity of faith. Grow. Grow to the knowledge of the Son of God. Grow. Stop allowing things to hinder you from growing.
Yeah.
You know, there's
Amen.
Hindering spirit. I won't get in that today, but and that may be a subject for next week. But there are spirits that hinders us. And sometimes we just got to ignore them. And I get it. I get it. Somebody says, Pastor, how can you ignore them? Ignore them. They'll go away. See, you're not going to keep sitting up here talking to me and talking to me and talking. And I don't never say nothing bad. I don't never respond. The first thing you're going to say, you know, that's a fool right there. I talked that man a half
amen,
hour.
Amen.
You won't even say nothing. Sometimes when you ignore things, you don't give it the fire. You don't give it the substance. You don't give it the validity. You don't give it what it needs to flame up. Just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm always amazed at how some people can just ignore things like it doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothing. Especially when you got these spirits out here that's tugging away and grabbing away and trying to reach you and trying to get you crunk. I like to say crunk. That's what he's saying, George. Trying to get you uprooted, trying to get you out of your space. You got spirits out here that will attack you in that area. But why do you think the Bible says, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. These are spirits you fighting. It ain't Joe Willie. I know that husband right now. You treating your wife. That ain't your wife. These are spirits you fighting. You mad at your boss man. That ain't your boss man. That's that spirit. Where that steal him. No, it ain't. That's what you think. Because you've seen him in other capacity. How is it the same person you love, you care so much? Can I just go to the right a little bit? Just a little bit. Let me just go. How is it the same person you laying in the bed with, you hugging, kissing, going through it one day, and the next day, he kicking you, he beating you, he dogging. Something wrong with that picture. That. So it ain't that person, it's that spirit he had let in him, that abusive spirit. Yeah, because the Bible said a fountain cannot bring forth sweet and bitter water at the same time. See, something wrong with that picture.
Amen, amen.
It's them spirits, man, I'm telling you. I've known people who had their best friend. And then they get around certain people and they flip the script on them.
Yes, yes.
It's that spirit they let in them. That's what it is.
Amen.
Same person you were smiling and joking and cutting up with last night, now all of a sudden they got around Mary Sue and she had that kind of influence on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't really Mary Sue. It's that spirit that she lets in her. When I tell you it's true, brothers and sisters. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm telling you, that is true. Now, if you don't know it because you ain't fighting, you get hit, but you ain't fighting back because you're not fighting. You're just getting hit.
Because mm-hmm.
I've seen people in abusive situations. They say, why don't you hit back? Not because he's whooping your butt. You ain't fighting. Can your butt whoop? Just tell it like it is. When you fight back, oh, God. Oh, it's on now. Of course they're going to get madder and they're going to get angry. But, hey, they're going to know one thing. They're in a fight now.
Amen.
And it's some things you leave alone, but you need to know what you're fighting, man.
Yeah.
And guess what? You got a secret sauce. I keep telling y'all, man, you got the grace of God. The grace of God to bring angels right there with you to help fight that spiritual battle.
Hallelujah.
Man, knock them out. And all you got to do is stand on top of them. That's all.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget, we're joint heirs with Christ. Just like this wrestling match. I tell you, I used to watch that wrestling. And one guy here beat up the guy so bad, he'll beat him up, and then somebody else will tag him and stand on him, and he'll count the other guy out. Like, one, and man ain't did nothing but just jumped on him, and they raised his hand. Then they go, one, two, three, you're out of here. And he ain't do nothing. Well, that's what it means to be more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror. Jesus already handled it. He already got angels there. All we got to do is just act like it.
Amen, amen.
You know, you ain't got to be, just jump up on top of it. Just in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what Satan needs to hear. And he'll flee.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, tap it off there. Anybody have anything they want to share? Bless us, share and like, whatever. Comment. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. That's a mighty word. Amen, Pastor. I thank God for the scripture to reinforce what you're saying. I was looking at Ephesians 1, reading it from the King James, and then also from the New Living. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And then the New Living Translation says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Amen. That eighth verse says, he has shown his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Amen, amen. And then you was also in Peter. I wanted to read that also. Let me get there. Let's see which one it was here. Peter 3, I think it was, yes. Peter 3 and verse 7. Reading from the King James, it says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be hindered not. In reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives, your wife, with understanding, as you live together, she may be the weaker than you are. Or, yeah, that's how they have it. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. So you were saying how God had given man that responsibility, and that we as the wife or the, you know, the weaker vessel, we are to be submissive to our husband, and knowing that he is led by God, and he loved God, and then because he loved God, he's going to love us according to the scripture. So it's so important for us to know the word, and a lot of us have not been taught that, you know. So we just, you know, once again, I'm just, you know, thankful for God's word and the new revelation that comes with this teaching. And so I'm very grateful. And there's so many of God's word that you brought out in Ephesians. It's just truly, you know, we just have to just go back and read that. I mean, it's just food for our soul. Amen. I used to say food for thought, but no, this is food for our soul so that we know how to receive God's word and then, you know, meditate on that word. I always have to say meditate, you know, because you got to stop and allow the Spirit of God to make this word plain to you as well. So I just thank God because he's working on me day by day. And so I'm just thankful for the teaching, Pastor. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for the confirming of the scripture. I thank
Hallelujah.
You for it.
God bless.
Anyone else have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for his grace.
Hopefully on next week. So I'm telling you, Satan don't want you to have the truth. He don't want you to have what God has already given you. If we can just live in hope, Satan will be, well, he don't be happy either because he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. That's when he at his best. That's all he wants to do with us. You got to know God giving us life. That's why he came, so we can have life and have it more abundantly. That life we need in our spirit, man, to make it through.
Amen.
And we will make it through. I'm here to tell you, we will make it through. And I don't care what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say, people on this broadcast, they got a divine calling on their life. God have called you, not man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And you, the calling on your life is from God, and there it is right there in the Word of God.
Amen.
The calling that he called you. You're to remain in that calling. He called
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Not Bishop Frank, not Bishop Tutu. God called you through his word. He speaks to you through his word. So when he said he called you, it doesn't matter where Pastor Bees or anybody else say, you've got the word of God right there before you, telling you he's calling you.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, I just put a covering over this word that is a stay in our spirit. We'll ever be reminded of what your word says that we...
Amen.
That's our perspective, is to keep that word in us and we be doers of that word. Based on what your word says for us to do, we're doers of that word. So we thank you for it. And we bind up anything that would come against that word and try to steal that word up out of our spirit.
Yes.
We set angels right now to protect every word that's been sown in our spirit, every scripture that's been read. We put angels around to protect that. Even if we don't know where it's at, it doesn't matter. We know it's your word. So I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody agreed, said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for reiterating that. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, guys. And we'll see y'all on Sunday for the Word at